sitting there. I don't know.
So, I want to ask you a question.
Oh, great.
So, wet farts. Tell me a little bit about wet farts, will you?
About that? What you want to talk about? Come on.
Yes, I do. I want to talk about your wet farts.
You mean you never have any of them?
I have never experienced that I can remember. So I would like you to recount to me what those are like. Please.
Jeez.
Because I have never known what that's like.
You've never had one. Well, maybe they don't happen to some people. Maybe you're a different...
But you seem to know, you're an expert on those.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I thought we would talk about your wet farts.
I'm not really an expert in that at all. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but you did a whole broadcast about them.
No, I didn't. I only wrote a couple of paragraphs.
No, not only were they written about, they were actually, you did an audio file about them, so...
I did? Wait a minute.
Yes,
are you sure about that?
An audio file and a written part, so I would like to know what your belief system...
I don't think I did any audio file on it, did I?
Well, yes, you did, yeah. I have it, but I would like to know what your take is on wet farts. I mean,
but I already told you everything I know. I don't know that much. I'm not an expert.
You have them, don't you?
Yeah, every once in a while. They're the strangest things. I don't know. Don't ask me what they are.
Strange. And how do you explain them to people around you?
But what do you mean? How do I explain them?
Oh, you know, wet farts.
They're not like every day, you know. It's just once in a while.
Oh, okay. So you don't find this kind of stuff bizarre?
Yeah, it is bizarre. That's why I was wondering. What are they? It's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, don't you think?
And so the fact that you always record my conversations with you. You don't find that bizarre either.
What do you mean always? You've only called a couple times since then.
Yep, a couple times and everything.
That's an always?
You've always recorded it.
Always, a couple times is always?
You've always recorded every conversation we've ever had.
Come on. You've only had a couple that were recorded. Give me a
moment. Yep. And everyone.
Everyone is a couple. That's a couple. That's not.
No. Every single conversation we've ever had.
You mean even back in 2005?
Nope. The ones since I found out that you were a very bizarre guy.
Oh, yeah, well, but that's only been one or two conversations, you know.
Right. So this is number three. So of course I'm expecting that this is all recorded.
Well, you just told me to turn it on.
Please do. Please do.
Well, hopefully it's on. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yes, sure.
But anyway, what are you up to? How's your health doing? You were telling me I was making up your health problems. I don't think so.
You were not making it up. I was sick. I had somebody who cared about me more than the allopathic doctors around me.
Oh, I know. You're a cousin.
No, not my cousin.
Oh, you mean someone over there?
No, not that either.
Oh, someone else.
Allopathic doctors were the people who were on the mainstream medicine. They said, if you do these things, you will be better. And they lied, and they were wrong.
Oh.
And as soon as I started doing the things they told me not to do, I got better.
Isn't that the truth with a lot of doctors?
Well, it happened to be with me.
Yeah, but it's a lot of people. As soon as you get away from the medicines.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to me, Eric.
So now you're feeling better still?
No, I always struggle. My health is never good.
Yeah, but you're still hanging in there.
I'm approaching 55 years old, for Christ's sakes. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but don't you remember when you said you didn't think you'd make it to 55? Now it looks like you're going to make it.
Well, if I continue on without the change in my diet and all the rest of it, I would have been dead right now. Yes, there's no doubt.
Well, maybe you'll make it to 60.
Who the hell knows?
So what's your brother up to? Anything new?
My brother.
Or don't you talk to him?
I don't talk to him. He's a Catholic freak.
Oh. Well, anything else going on over there in France?
No. What's going on with you?
Well, not much. Everything's about the same. Nothing's really changed much.
I go to your website every now and again, and you always trying to find ways of making me the enemy.
Oh,
fucking with that. How can you figure that? I mean, come on, Eric.
Well, you say all crazy things.
In all of your fucking strange belief systems, how could I be the enemy, man?
Well, why don't you explain what you're doing?
Listen, to be honest, I'll be between you and me. How the fuck could that be, man? I mean, really?
Oh, come on, what are you hanging around with that Noel Ryan for?
Yeah, who the fuck who's paying me for? Who is
nobody, apparently. That woman apparently doesn't give you any money, does she? Maybe her jewelry business is off.
Who?
Ilana.
I haven't talked to Ilana in 3 years.
Yeah, well, she's not giving you any money, is she?
She never gave me money.
Yeah, well, I know. They're just leaving you out to dry. Don't you get it? You're just a sucker to work for them.
She only gave me money when I was starving at my college 15 years ago.
Dude. Oh, yeah? Well, what happened to Bolin? What's the deal with him? Why do you hate him so much?
I don't care about Bolin.
Oh, come on.
All I care about Bolin is that he lied.
Oh, he lied.
He came to my house and drank alcohol until he vomited on my table.
That's what you say.
And when I said that, the guy said that he was doing shit that was fucking ridiculous. And come on. Well, what are you talking about, my Bolin fucking days?
Oh, come on. He didn't vomit on your table.
He spit fucking wine across my table.
Oh.
And Pascal told you that already.
Oh.
Years ago. Hold on. Hold on.
What's the matter?
I have to get up. It's fucking hard for me when I'm old.
Oh.
You know, fuck.
Oh, you're lying down?
Yeah, I was lying down.
Well, I think you're lying about Bolin. He wasn't that bad. Come on.
No, I wasn't. I never have lied about anything. There was no need for me to lie. There was no impetus for me to lie.
Oh, there wasn't?
What the fuck are you talking about? You're fucking loony.
What are you talking about?
Look,
anyone can figure it out by looking at your website, who you promote and what you say. How can that...
What am I promoting?
You're not fooling anybody anymore.
What do I promote and say, Eric?
All the stupid people, Noel Ryan and all the rest of those morons. People you don't... Mark Glenn, even?
Noel Ryan. I haven't promoted anybody. Find a single article and send it to me from Noel Ryan.
What do you mean? You talk with him all the time.
Send me a single article.
You were just on his radio show again.
But send me a single article.
You don't write articles.
All right, from Mark Glendon. Send me something.
Yeah, but you don't write Mark. You talk about them. You don't write about them.
So you're going to make this up, right?
No, I'm just saying
out of your ass, right?
No, I'm just saying people are wising up to this wolf in sheep's clothing trick. We can see it. And they're just going to leave you out to dry. They're going to abandon you.
I'm Jewish, right? Eric, I'm a Jew, right?
I don't. You may not be. I'm not saying you are. I didn't say you were. Maybe you got caught with that woman, Ilana, doing something with her son, a retarded kid. How do I know? Maybe you got caught stealing something from her. I don't know. What did you do for her? You won't even say what you did for her.
Nothing.
Oh, come on. You worked for her. You won't say what your job was.
I had no job.
Oh, you did too. You said you were working for her. Come on. You can't hide this any longer. All this stuff is coming out. Everybody knows the wolf in sheep's clothing trick. It's over. And what's going to happen is the smarter Jews are just going to bail out and leave you standing there to take the blame. You're a fool to do this. They're going to leave you and the others. You probably don't care because you're in bad health. But the others, they're just going to be left there to die.
You really believe what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The smarter ones, if you look at them, they realize they're in trouble. They're not doing anything. Don't you notice nothing's happening? Where's your economic chaos you keep reading?
Have you really listened to your own self?
Have you listened to your own predictions of economic chaos?
Yes, I have.
And where is it?
All of them have come true.
No, it's not. Life is going on for most everybody. There's no economic chaos.
Most everybody says that. In fact, it's not going on for most people. It is not going on.
It It is. There's no wars either. The smarter Jews are bailing out. They can see it's over with. They're not interested. They're saving themselves. They're not going to go down with this ship for no reason. And they're going to leave the rest of you just standing there. You're like fools. You should just turn on them. Spill the beans. Tell us everything. Tell us everything about Ilana, Ryan, Noel, Ryan, Mohammed. You're not going to. What do you gain from this?
What are you talking about?
Look, you don't gain anything at this point.
Well, what are you talking
about? The battle's over. We can see what's going on. Everybody can see it.
Who? Everybody?
Anybody who looks on the internet can figure it out now.
That's not true, because my site is 100, and my site is 80,000 in the world.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because a lot of it's just the Jews themselves.
Wet fart stuff is fucking gonna make it.
That's like one paragraph in the whole in the thousands.
Hey, listen to me, Eric. You're a wet fart champion, and that's so good for you.
I know, and that's the one aspect of all the paragraphs I got there. That's the one that you're
at. Yeah, you make wet farts on everybody's face. And
I know,
that's good.
That's what everyone focuses
and
on.
And so good.
Huh?
You know, you've been doing that wet farting stuff for me a long time.
Great.
Listen to me. The stuff you say is nonsense. I mean, it makes me laugh even.
Yeah, but don't you see, look at the world, you can see the information.
What world are you talking about?
The whole world can see what's going on, it's getting more and more spread.
But they're seeing what?
We can see that Jews are responsible, we can
see... Yes, but the Jews are responsible, and I've been fighting for that every day of my life.
All right.
Where haven't I thought that was a good idea?
Oh, come on. You're always trying to stop me from talking about the Apollo moon landing hoax. And...
I'm trying to stop you.
You were trying
when
to stop me. Don't you remember?
The last time I talked to you, 4 years ago.
Yeah, back in those days, you were trying your best to control me and keep me off certain subjects. I mean, it's become obvious. All the tricks are coming out. All your tricks and...
My tricks?
Yeah, I mean, we can see it. It's over with. I mean, it's like you're standing naked in front of the world now.
Hey, Eric, listen to me. I've been recording this whole thing, too.
Oh, great.
I want you to know something.
What?
You're a fucking nutcase.
Carol, all you have to do is look around you.
You're a fucking lunatic.
Look.
And I can tell you this all. I never stopped you from talking about anything on my show.
You did too. You were always trying to get me to stop.
You are a fucking lunatic.
Oh, come on. You didn't want me to talk about... You would try your best to get me off the Apollo moon landing.
And you know what else? You don't even fucking... You can't even fuck... You can't even dig out from your own ass your own shit. You're a fucking moron. Oh my god.
Yeah, but you do that. What do you think is going to happen to your kid? Yeah, but think about this, Daryl. Do you think anybody is going to want your kids around? I mean, come on.